Welcome to Weekend with Wiser, and this is your preview of events coming up in September and October. I hope that you'll come down to the St. Pete Shuffleboard Court on Sunday at 2 o'clock. Radio St. Pete will be spinning some tunes for Record Day with Daddy Cool. There'll be 6 vinyl record places there, and you can have so much fun. So there's lots going on. Saturday is Free Museum Day. Now, I want you to go up to the Let's Go guide. I'll have that link on the audio blog that goes with Weekend with Wiser. And look at all the museums for Free Museum Day and get your tickets. Look at the special considerations where you need to get a ticket. But the whole list is there. Everything from the St. Petersburg Museum of History, the James Museum, Museum of Fine Arts, the Woodson Museum, the Dalí, and so much more. So that is Saturday. It's a great day to get out to the museum. Speaking of the Dalí, guess what's coming back? The Van Gogh Immersive. Yes, that's going to be so exciting. So let's move on to Broadway. It is unbelievable what's coming to Ruth Eckert Hall. We have Dolly Parton's Smoky Mountain Christmas Carol, December 22nd through 23rd. Ruth Eckert Hall, 2026, February 3 through 4th. Riverdance 30. Magical Sir Christmas, November 15th at Ruth Eckert Hall. Can't Rain, a Beatles Christmas tribute at Ruth Eckert Hall on November 21st. February 6th, 2026, Chaz Palminteri, the one and only In a Bronx Tale. February 19th, 2026, Tina, the Tina Turner musical. Sarah Brightman is back. December 12th, A Winter Symphony. And also back December 19th at Ruth Eckert Hall, Cirque Music Holiday Wonderland. On March 26, 2026, at the Biltheimer Capital Theater, the Simon and Garfunkel Theater, Simon and Garfunkel Story. And oh my God, OMG, 7 shows, Moulin Rouge, April 1 through 5, 2026, Ruth Eckert Hall. Thursday, February 5th at Capitol Theater, Tony Award nominee Matthew Morrison, star of Glee. And finally, March 19, 2026, Ruth Eckert Hall, Master's Illusion. I'm going to tell you something. Between the Palladium, the Duke Energy Center for the Arts Mahaffey, Central Park's Performing Arts Center, Ruth Eckert Hall, the Capitol Theater, Tarpon Performing Arts, the Straws, the Job Site, the Freefall. This is a town that is just going crazy for performing arts. So, speaking of that, let's look at what's coming to the BayCare Sound. You missed Cage the Elephant on September 17th, but hey, Weird Al Yankovic, bigger and weirder, is coming on September 25th to the BayCare Sound in Coachman Park, and a special guest, Puddle's Pity Party. Kevin James, Eat the Frog, Friday, January 16th, Ruth Eckert Hall. John Waite, Friday, January 30th, 2026, Capitol Theater. Outlaws with special guest Wet Willie's Jimmy Hall, February 19th and 20th, Capitol Theater. Evil Woman, the American ELO, Saturday, February 21. Classic Elton, the Ultimate John, March 12th. Gino Vannelli, March 14th. Welcome to Night Vale. Murder Night in Blood Forest. Well, sorry, folks, you missed it. It was great. I saw it. So, you know, there is so much going on. And you know, Central Park Performing Arts Center is got Sheena Easton. Sheena Easton. I can't even believe it. I can't wait to see her. October 12th with special guest Chloe Lowry. And some Sons of Nostra reggae-inspired hits with violin DJ October 10th. Murals are back at Inside the Dalí, from urban walls to gallery halls, surreal-inspired works by renowned street artists, only at the Dalí. Well, Clearwater Jazz Holiday, spectacular music and epic vibes, comes back to its roots at Coachman Park, October 16th through 19th, with Tower of Power, Rick Braun, Richard Elliott, Corey Wang, The Warren Treaty, Trombone Shorty on Orleans Avenue, Lady Blackbird, Trampled by Turtles, St. Paul and the Brooklyn Bones, and that's just on the mainstream stage. Wait till you see what's coming on the other two stages. Also coming up is the Suncoast Jazz Festival, celebrating 35 years, featuring Tuba Skinny, Diego Figueroa, Jason Marsalis, Ken Poplowski, Wyclef Gordon, November 21 through 23. We are partners with both music festivals at Radio St. Pete. Go to our podcast, search for Music Scene, you'll see a lot of advanced interviews with all of these people. The Tampa Bay Times, presented by the Foundation for a Healthy St. Petersburg, has a terrific forum. They have been doing so many incredible things. This one is Wednesday, September 4th, and it is about how AI can strengthen our communities with a panel of experts. This is going to be at the Palladium. 5 to 6 is a resource center, and 6 to 7:30 is the panel discussion, not to be missed. It is really incredible how much between the innovation district, the greenhouse, so much going on in helping you understand life. And let me tell you something. Not only do we have classical music, and Victor Hulls brings you those great podcasts, Classical Scene on Mondays. Not only do we have jazz, and Frank Rivera brings that to you on Sunday night, we have opera. St. Pete Opera, 20-year celebration. Hats off to General Director Mark Sforzini. Will debut Carlisle Floyd's Susanna, Hypocrisy, Lust, and Revenge. One woman's struggle accused, outcast, and alone in a small town community, October 17th through the 21st at, yes, the one and only Palladium. So what else is going on besides Free Museum Day on Saturday? Well, third Saturday, Gulfport Night Market. There's so much going on at Gulfport. Moon Underwater is reopening there. There's some new places. Hats off to our friends at Neptune Grill for reopening after hurricane season. Next week, the Florida Orchestra will be at the Dolly, 6:30 Tuesday. Experience a unique musical offering. It'll be terrific with a string quartet connected to the themes of surrealism and metamorphosis and Dolly's life. You can't go wrong at the Dolly. Good Peaches is this weekend, two performances, September 20th. Please go to the podcast and listen to our interview with Alexander Jones, Helen Murray, and Chelsea Gallo. One girl faces an epic storm. This multimedia dance, music, art, and theater experience is for two shows only at the Mahaffey Theater. Please join us for that terrific experience. Also coming up this Friday is our very own Brian J. Hughes and the crew, Gumby Ortiz with James Suggs, Alejandro Arenas, John O'Leary, and Jean Balduc. And let you know, the Florida Social usually on Sunday night is where Brian Hughes and the crew have their residency. But you can also see Boho Sideshow this Sunday, and that is going to be from 2 on. Also coming at the Palladium is September 20th, Faithfully Rocks the Palladium. 23rd, Scott Wright and Helios Jazz Orchestra. 26th, Hot Tonic, Reimagine the Beatles. Seems to be the Beatles are everywhere all over this town. Now, this is really good. Alejandro Arenas, Mixtura, A Multicultural Journey in Sam. Please tune in to the podcast Arts Alive with Bill DeYoung, also on our podcast channel. October 4th, Ella and the Bossy Beat. The 23rd, PAC, Poetry and Sax Album, Benefit Concert and Showcase. 25th of October, Simon Lasky Group, his performance with Lasky, Arenas, and Nash at the Freefall Theater was amazing, doing the Baccarat. 27th, Go Now, the Moody Blues Tribute. And then finally, October 28th and 29th, our city, our airport, Albert Whitted Airport documentary premiere. Please do tune into our podcast. Check out Rui Farias' interview with Walt Driggers about this. There's Music at the Beaches, and Music in the Park returns to Seminole once again for this fall. So let's see what's going on with that. September 26th, Whiskey Throttle, and October 3rd is Point Six, and October 10th is Risky Business. A lot of fun over at the Duke Energy Center for the Mahaffey Arts. Incredible. Kashmir, Sunday, September 21st, featuring Jean Voile, Spirit of Led Zeppelin Live. Benisse, 25 Years of Passion, September 26th, Master Chef All-Stars. On the 4th of October, Air Supply. October 8th, Collective Soul. October 9th, 1964. Yes, more Beatles, the tribute. October 11th, The Basement Yard Experience podcast. October 19th, World Ballet Company, Cinderella. October 23rd, Randy Rainbow. October 24th, A Charlie Brown Christmas Live on Stage. November 12th. Please also go to the Bill Edwards Foundation for the Arts. They're doing so many incredible mingles, so it's good to support class acts, one of our favorite things. Over at 7C, which is on the Warehouse Arts District, and we love the Arts Exchange and their music that's coming up, there has been so much Saturday morning stage. So September 20th, this weekend, there is Gulf to Bay Trio. David Greer is at 7C Music, Friday, October 3rd. The Dive Bombers are at the Arcs Exchange campus October 11th. Love and Bossa Nova, the one and only Daniela Soledade and Net Najar, October 24th. Doyle Dykes, October 25th. Second Saturday Art Walk at the Arcs Exchange campus on November 8th. The one and only Tony and Sal with guests Breck and Milo. And Luke Bula winds that series up November 21st. The Seven Seas is a terrific place to go, not just for coffee, but for everything. And speaking of the Arts Exchange District, it's all things Latin. There is a fall dance series, Under the Stars, every Friday, 6 o'clock. October 10th is our friend David Manson, Osamdo Jazz. October 17th, Rumba Flamenco Night. October 14th, yes, the one, the only Tito Puente, Junior Salsa Under the Stars. You know, it's amazing. And then November 14th, the Fractal, Free Jazz and Dance Fusion. Halloween Horror Fest, St. Range Strange, Petersburg, at the Arts Exchange Theater, Creepy Short Films, Creative Costumes, and Surprises at Every Turn, October 31st. Next weekend, we will preview all of the amazing Halloween, Oktoberfest, and also Stone Crab. So this weekend at the Beach Theater, September 19th through 21 is the Beach Theater Play Festival. And at the Tampa Theater, we have Elizabeth Gilbert, author, September 23rd, Jimmy Carr, September 24th, Pretty V Presents Why Am I Like This, September 26th. It goes on and on and on. The studio at 620, American Stage. So many different places to go. Straz has 9/16 through 10/26, Dracula, Comedy of Terrors, October 2nd, Blippi, October 11th, Distant Worlds, Music from Fantasy Final Fantasy, on the 12th, at Gabby's Dollhouse Live, and October 14th through 19th, The Wiz, a Michael Jackson favorite. So there's a lot going on around town. Stay tuned to Let's Go Guide. It's listed on our What's Happening page. So for Weekend with Wiser, I'm your host, Nanette Wiser. Aloha, get out and go.